Rotators, it's Friday, which means we're back again with another episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. And I wanted to say today a huge thank you to you, a huge thank you to the community that has supported the show and has been a part of the show. We are having such a blast creating this, and we feel very privileged to be in a position to create a show like this. And so I wanted to say a huge thank you to you for being a part of this community and for listening to the show. If you are enjoying it, please feel free to leave a review, or if you wanted to go to the Patreon, you can sign up for free on the Patreon and you will get a bunch of free posts, little updates and news and artwork and things like that. So please go and check that out if you would like to. We would love to have you over there. It's an absolute blast. We're going to be shaping up to release our fourth arc in Axis, which is absolutely wild that we're already going to be in arc four of this campaign, especially given that this first arc was like 10 episodes long. So don't worry, fear not, you still have much Shadi, Tundra and Ollie goodness to come in this arc, but I hope that you've been enjoying it, and a huge thank you to all of you. So yeah, go and check out Patreon. You can join for as little as $5 a month, and we would appreciate and love you for being there. It means the world. Take it away, past me.
Operation Three Prongs, we got it. Hey, before we go, while we've got Kesh, you know, not in the room, hey, Tundra, we should talk really quick about what we just saw in there.
Nope, it's okay, I'm fine.
I have a question for you, really quick, and I think you should answer, if you know. Do you know who killed that woman?
No, I'm thinking off the top of my head, and I can't really think about it right now. I'm thinking, and it's all very foggy to me, and I don't know if I should. She's like looking over.
Okay, got it. Never mind then.
I just feel like for morale, if I say it right now, then.
Then what? Then we'll know more about you, and we'll know how each other think a little more, and we'll trust each other more as a team. Was that what you were gonna say, or?
No, I think it's just gonna mess with our trust going into Operation Three Prongs.
I'm carrying a vampire's head on my belt.
Hello.
We made him into this.
You did. You have to bear the consequences. My body is still being tortured. I can feel it.
Oof.
That's dark, Lucian. I'm very sorry. But we're on this now, if you don't mind. No need to upstage.
You can hear some wet noises, and it sounds like he's trying to nod, but instead sort of just what's left of his neck muscles are trying to move. It's not good.
I turn away. I put him in the back. Anyway, sorry. Mistake to bring him into that. I just think there might be some information I have that I could share if I knew whether or not that you knew who.
Tundra's looking at them, thinking about how they're all about to be separated and they might not all live, and she sighs. And then I'm going to tell them the truth.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, yay, tell us the sad story. Oh.
So the truth, as I have it, Tundra, is that you had been hired a number of times, both you and Ember, by various organizations and factions. You had done, between you, a couple of jobs for the Turlet family. Again, pretty loose, there's no real connection. However, there did come a point where Ember took a job for the Turlets that you had the jips about. You didn't feel comfortable with the job, just the details around it didn't feel great. Anyway, she did the job, it went off without a hitch, because of course Ember's a professional. However, it was after that job that people started coming for Ember, and it sort of increased over time. And I think that you, after a while, and Ember, after a while, pieced together that the job that she did, which I think she didn't even talk to you about. Like, I think that you probably had like an air of professional, like, you know, of like professional thing where you're just like, we don't bring work into the relationship. And she did a job which, it would seem, the Turlets had a vested interest in, like, there being no record of whatsoever. And so you pieced together after a while that the Turlets were sending someone after Ember, and eventually they sent this sort of half dragon, half demon entity, is probably the best way to describe it, after Ember. And it wasn't a case of fighting back. It was like you were eviscerated by this like thing, and the only reason that you survived is because you weren't its target, basically. But like the ease with which that it tossed you aside and left you helpless as Ember died is probably haunted you as much as anything else. It was this sort of strange amalgamation type being, which obviously, again, just to jog your memory, you saw this figure when you took those pretty extreme drugs in the bar. So you've kind of got like a pretty recent memory in your head. But yeah, you're pretty convinced, and I'll give you this as a little freebie, that Porcelina Turlet was the one that ordered the hit.
Porcelina
is Shadi's mom.
God damn, that's great.
I knew it. My family fucked you. I knew it. I'm sorry.
Is that his response?
I'm sorry.
So I'm assuming this is that Tundra just kind of told us this whole story, right?
Yes.
So the Turlets are bad.
Yeah.
Shadi, you would agree?
I guess I always knew they were like bad, like emotionally, but kind of feels like they're bad, bad.
Yeah. Here's what I'm wondering, guys. We've made three separate, incredible, flawless plans to get aboard this ship and bring this thing on. But before this, we were talking previously about getting on board the ship and sabotaging the whole thing. Is that still the plan? Or are we going to ensure that this detonates and... Tundra, I gotta tell you something.
All right, I gotta tell you guys something, too. You go first.
Wait, do we all have something to tell each other?
Lucien's like, yes, so I also have something to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
All right.
It's not as important as... you go first, then.
Yeah, Lucien. Yeah, you go first, Lucien.
Lucien, go first.
I think that I know... Ha! I think I know how to kill the Salt Father. Boom! Didn't see that coming, did you?
Say how.
No, that actually is pretty good. Yeah, say how.
Well, I just think that, there is a, like... So... Okay, let's just piece this together. It wants us to wait like 2 hours and 30 minutes. Whilst you were looking, you threw a piece of paper behind you with the route on it, and I sort of could see it from here. And it looks like at about that time, we're going to be perfectly in the shadow of Anvil. Like sort of Anvil's going to be between the ship and Vega. So like there's got to be a reason why the Salt Father wants... the ship to be in the shade of a planet at that moment. It's because he doesn't like sunlight, right? Doesn't like Vega light, so he's probably trying to do this under the cover of that. He's probably got some plan to, like, stop the light of Vega from shining on the ship when we're there. I'm just saying, if we could get some, you know, don't point them at me, please, ideally, that would be great. But, like, if there was any... I'm looking on this manifesto right here. I'm seeing the sun lamps in the spa, right? Literally create artificial sunlight inside. I'm just saying, might be worth it.
Lucien?
See? Fuck you all. You thought I had nothing. You thought I had nothing. Okay?
We're sorry. We're sorry.
That's Lucien. I think we can all agree that's... the best possible scenario that you could have had, and we're all very grateful for you speaking up.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. It's good to be here. In part. Get it?
And we're gonna turn you, but you did good.
You did good.
You turn his face into your...
All right, who wants to go next?
I was just gonna say, everybody's bad.
Okay, that's not kind of news.
But no, it's like...
That's not like a big secret.
No, I know, but it's like...
You don't get what we're doing.
No, it's... But it's like, it is. Because, like, I've always thought my parents were bad. But I thought they were bad parents. And now I'm like, maybe my parents are bad people. But also, the Salt Father is really bad. And so it's like...
Yeah, he reads bad to me.
I don't want to help the bad guy, but then I also don't want to let my parents be bad. And so I'm just like, if everybody's bad, somebody's got to be the good guy. And somebody's got to save the freaking day. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Shadi.
Tundra puts a hand on his shoulder.
So, like, we can't, like, help the bad guy kill... the bad guys, who happen to be my parents, which also is very complicated for me emotionally, and then also kill the bad guy. It's like, everybody's got to freaking die? I don't know, I'm just overwhelmed. This is like way... Usually this kind of stuff was kept from me. These types of big sort of decisions have been kept from me my whole life, and so when I'm sort of put in a situation where I have to make a choice, and I have to be like a leader, not for a group even, but just for myself... It kind of fucking stresses me out.
Oh, you're handling it pretty good, though. You're handling it pretty good. I once, one of my cellies had to make a big decision about which guy he was going to stab first. And he freaked himself out into, like, this crazy paranoid mania and lost his mind. And they took him away and I never saw him again. So that's just another fun story from prison.
What was that guy's name?
Davish Knox. Davish. Yeah, Davish was a cool dude.
Yeah. Poor Davish.
He was an assassin. Used to be one of the most feared assassins on the market, but then he got a therapy cat and it changed everything. Write that down, Jasper.
I'm making a note, don't you worry.
Tundra looks down at her hands and goes, guys... I want to confess something because I just want there to be real trust here.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I first agreed to deliver this box and do this job with you, my plan was maybe to kidnap you and hold you for ransom.
Oh!
Me?
And have your family pay, yeah.
Jeez!
But...
Whoa! What?
Wait, hold on.
You're going to kidnap Shadi and hold him for ransom?
But two things happened.
Oh my god, this is crazy. Whoa.
I didn't know him yet, and I thought he was just like his parents. And then I realized two things at the same time. One, they might not pay to get him back.
They for sure wouldn't. This has happened before. I've been kidnapped twice.
That was the first thought. And then it was quickly followed by me getting to know you and you having my back. And now I would never do that. And I'm sorry I lied about it for so long. But your mom killed my girlfriend, so maybe we can call it even.
For sure. For sure.
Ollie, in your head, you just hear a, holy shit. That is a lot. You guys are crazy.
Well, Tundra, if this vampire guy could actually bring Ember back, would you join him?
No.
Are you sure?
Because I don't think he can. That wasn't her back there. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. I don't think she would want people to die to bring back a 1% version of her.
Ollie nods his head and says, good to know. All right. We're a team. Let's do this.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just glad that, you know, you see through his bullshit. That's all.
And I am lying.
What is happening?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we have to honor the moment and have...
Have a
contested deception. So, Tundra, if you wouldn't mind rolling me insight, and Ollie, if you wouldn't mind rolling me deception.
Dude, I can't let you... break this group up.
What would a natural 20 do?
Oh my god.
I haven't rolled yet. I if I get a nat 20, I'll point the camera at it. I swear to god, it's this red die.
Hands up.
My heart is racing.
Oh, no, my God.
I think I'm going to pass out.
It's a 7. 13 total. 13. So I say, like, got it. And a huge bead of sweat drops off my cheek.
You see this bead of sweat drops into Ollie's eye as one eye just starts twitching furiously. Tundra, here's what I'm going to say. You see in Ollie's face something that you saw in Ember's face, like, all the time, which is a look of, I'm not telling you something, and I'm doing it not from a place of, like, vitriol or, you know, secrecy. Like, a point of care, I think. Like, I think that's what a nat 20 gives you, right? Is it's not, this isn't a secret to try and harm you or undercut you. This is a secret to, that Ollie thinks at least will protect you in some way. But he is absolutely hiding something from you.
I'll even go a little further and say, like, it's a little selfish.
Sure. Yeah. There's some self-preservation in there, for sure.
I think there's just a little hint of like, if you go, if I tell you what I know, then you'll do something with it that I won't want you to do.
I'm going to grab him.
Oh, no.
Listen, you little punk. Tell me, what are you hiding?
I can't tell you.
Tell me.
I can't.
Tell me.
There's maybe a way that we could figure out how to get Ember back. But it would take a very long time.
He's still lying. With a nat 20, he's still lying.
Or I'm not
telling. Not telling the whole truth. Sorry, that's probably a better way of putting it, yeah.
Lifts him up more. What do you mean, a really long time?
I mean, if I tell you this, there's no going back. You're going to know this thing, and it's going to ruin everything that we've just figured out. Are you sure you want me to tell you this?
Yes.
Shaddy stands up, and for the first time, he's, like, actually locked in. And he's like, you know, I spent my whole life not knowing what was really going on with my family. And now, look, I find out that they fucked up everybody's lives. They've killed my friends, girlfriends, whatever she was to you, okay? So we tell each other the truth, okay? We as a group, the three of us, we all tell each other the truth. No matter how hard it might hurt, or no matter how much you might think it might make things hard in going forward, we don't keep secrets from each other, because if I had ever found out that my parents had killed anybody or had anybody killed, I would have treated them a lot differently than I did. Okay?
All right.
So we tell the truth from now on.
All right. There could be a way to get Ember back if the thing that killed her dies. And if the Salt Father is all that he says he is, he's probably your best shot at killing it fast. But I don't think that's the right move, because then he'll own you. And he'll probably own Ember. And you'll just be putting her in a situation that she would have rather been dead. Tundra, if you wanted to try to look for that thing and get Ember back on your own, I'd help. But I don't know if we're going to be able to handle what it is you found without a lot of work.
Since, like, indirectly, I am kind of responsible in that.
You have to help, Chad.
I would help, too. But, like, this is like another thing on top of a thing. This is hat on hat for sure, you guys.
We got to decide what we're doing with this nearing situation where we're about to bring a void bomb onto a cruise ship.
Can a void bomb kill that monster?
A void bomb completely unmakes things. So a void bomb technically, as far as you know, can kill anything. There'd be nothing. Literally, even gods wouldn't be able to withstand a void bomb.
But you can. How big is the area that a void bomb kills?
You still don't know the true capacity of this thing.
We don't know, Jack.
We've been carrying it for a million days.
But you haven't investigated it. Like, you've done a look once.
Wait. Shaddy, does that cruise ship have, like, high-speed capabilities?
I guess I've never really been interested in that stuff.
You've got like the blueprints sat like right in front of you.
All right.
Oh, we have the blueprints. Can I roll a check or?
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you roll the advantage to have a little.
Oh, it's not bad. I got a 7. I can't find anything on these blueprints.
And I got a 9. So,
Tundra, please look.
I'm on it.
Lucien, help Tundra.
I got a 3. You're welcome.
I hold Lucien up. Come on, Lucien, find a high speed engine in here for me.
Lucien looks at it and goes, "Okay, but your fingers is quite sweaty, and they're sort of getting in my. It's like this, I can feel the salt in my eyes."
Gotcha. It's a little macabre, but I'll hold you by the rope, I guess.
Ow.
There you go.
Why? Ugh. I rolled a 3. Why are you holding me upside down?
Sorry, I guess I'm swinging you.
You do hear a little rattle at the door, and you just hear it.
Did somebody say they needed help? I heard the word help several times.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cash?
We're naked.
No.
You see that the door immediately creaks open?
gross, Cash. Cash, does this ship have high-speed capabilities? We're just wondering in case they figure something out and try to ruin the plan. We figure we might disable the engines.
Oh, well, that's what the void, the bomb's for.
Right. What's the radius of the bomb's explosion?
I don't know. It's already been primed, as far as I know, and set to the parameters that are necessary.
For the destruction of the entire ship, or a section of it, or the solarium?
No. Nothing is to be destroyed. We need the this will become our citadel. No, this has been finely tuned so that it will void out all magic within the solarium, rendering the entire ship without any power source, making it a very easy target. All self-defenses will go down.
So the device will not be destroyed in the use of this magical disablement is what we're gathering, right?
No, not under the current, as we have been assured by Urinal, not under the current
settings,
yes.
Gotcha.
We have been told very, very gotcha. Precisely not to mess with not to tinker with it. Very important, actually. He did tell us that if anything was to happen to it, the item, that we should make sure that he gets to inspect it first. But you've done such a good job and been so careful. I'm sure nothing bad has happened to the...
Like something bad, like it goes off a little bit, or like what do you mean?
It goes off a little bit.
Sorry, what did you say?
Like, do you mean something bad happened to it, like as if it like it's like jostled and it like goes off a little bit? Is that what you mean?
That seems oddly specific, but yeah, I guess.
That would be the kind of thing?
That would probably be the kind of thing where...
That would be the kind of thing that would require a...
Whereby you should probably...
Inspection?
It would probably be good to go and see Urinal about that, so...
Could you send him here, please?
Well, he's going to be on the ship, so... That was the... He told... He said that if there was any issues, that we were to find him on the ship.
Could you tell him it's very urgent and that we really need to see him?
Right.
Well, he is the one in charge of launching the ship, so I doubt that he's going to be able to make it here in like a day.
Kesh, I got a level with you, man. We dropped that box.
Fuck.
We dropped it right on the pavement.
Fuck.
Okay.
Me. That's really bad. Okay.
Stopped my heart. The thing you're describing happened.
It actually went off. So the thing that. Okay. So that
it went off.
Fuck.
Only a little bit.
How bad? How bad, though?
It
right?
went pretty bad. So you need to get Urinal. I just don't see a benefit to keeping that from you. So.
Gee, okay. Yeah. Okay. Fuck me. Fuck me. Okay. Jesus fucking Christ. I don't.
Who?
God. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just plucked a name out of thin air, and that was what I came up with. I will contact Urinal and make sure that he meets you and gets a chance to inspect the box.
Great. Maybe right out the gate. Tell him we're probably gonna... Tundra, you're gonna take the box down to main cargo, correct?
Yes.
Tell him to meet Tundra in cargo.
Meet Tundra in cargo. Okay, got it. Got it. Understood.
Meet me in cargo.
Tell him I'm going to be there too.
You want me to... Okay, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Shaddy Turlet.
Shaddy Turlet. Oh.
The whole theater goes crazy. Yeah. Everyone stands up and cheers.
Boom!
Musical sting. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, right. Yes. I guess I'll let him know. Fine. Well, are you ready? Time is of the essence. We should
almost, go. Almost. We need 10 minutes. We need 10 minutes.
Lucian preemptively is like, don't trust them. Sorry, I couldn't. Ooh, sorry. It was just, I kind of got PTSD from the last time you told me to wait for, you know.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is we get control of this cruise ship. We get the heck out of here with the bomb on board. And then we use it to find that thing that killed Ember. Because the specifics of what I know are, is that sometimes something that kills someone, it bonds their soul to the thing that killed them. And they become unresurrectable. And if that is the case, if that's like the shadowy part, like it's just a story, right? But if that is that small sliver of Ember that we're seeing, then it holds true that whatever killed her might have the rest of her. And that's probably why the Salt Father's offering to help you kill it in the first place. But I know guys who don't have glass in their mouths and don't want everyone to die, who probably know people high up in the organization that I used to want to be a part of that probably could figure out the magic to bring Ember back. They work in a lot of regenerative magics. I don't know if they've gotten to full-on reversal of death yet, but I feel like it's in the same family.
Two things. How long would it take to get her back? And were you going to let me kill her without telling me that was possible? I was about to let her die for good. And the second thing I wanted to say is you guys would go and do all of that for me?
Answer to the second question? Heck yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Of course. You guys are my best friends.
I'm not going to let my mom... My parents aren't going to kill people, all right? Turlets don't kill. That's the new rule of the universe. Turlets don't kill.
That is a lie.
Crowd stands up screaming, popcorn getting thrown.
Turlets don't kill or be killed.
Turlets don't be killed.
No,
that's...
This turlet don't be killed.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm all for that. But in answer to the first question, Tundra, I don't think that that's her. I think that's a piece of her. And I think until we can kill this thing that supposedly has her soul, based on the stories that I've heard, that's most of her. And that's the part we need. I think if she were to die in that shadow version of herself that she is, I'm not a soulographer or whatever it is, the people that study souls, but I'm guessing it would just return to the other 99% as it died, or maybe we lose little pieces of her forever and it's a very dark, sad thing, which I certainly wouldn't. I don't know too much about that. We should probably find somebody who does.
The Salt Father? Sorry, I'm just throwing it out there. It just he seems to know, you know.
We could get more information from him. He seems willing to share.
Yeah, let's talk to him, and then it feels selfish to bail out what we're doing to save Ember, but there's just a chance.
Maybe we get a ship out of it and a crazy weapon to get rid of something very bad, and then we get rid of the turlet's big, scary weapon.
And if we have Ember back, then she can help too, and then we can be a team of four.
Yeah.
You guys will love her. We could all do dinner, and then we can all talk, and it will be great. It'll be great.
Hello.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3 plus Ember is 4.
Wait. Oh, sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4. That would be 4.
Yeah.
We'd finally be 4.
A classic 4.
We could call it 4.1.
Yeah, you're 0.1 of a person, Lucian.
That around the point, you know.
Let's not. Because Rombie's a point is the one is the point one. You're the point.
Yeah, Rombie's the point one.
That is correct. You motherfuckers better at least make me point the one.
Okay. What is the group looking to do? Are you sort of looking to make your way? Is there any other business or discussions that need to be had before you make your way to the ship?
I'm just going to quick look around the room and see if it was bugged.
Well, you do have a literal bug detector on you.
Do I?
Rombie. That's literally what, like, Rombie does.
Oh, Rombie, we weren't being watched or listened to for any of that, were we? You would have spoken up.
Hold on. Let me just have a little quick skim. Can you roll me... just roll me a d20.
Nat 20.
Hey.
There was, like, one prying eye, but I took care of it. No problem. I swatted it away. It was like, fuck you, no, you don't get to listen, okay? You have to pay for this shit, you know what I mean?
Great.
Pay-per-view.
Thank you, Rombie.
I said pay-per-view and then put it sort of 20 credit limit on it, but they were like, no, they selected the no, don't want this option, so.
Rombie, does any of what we've planned here sound contrary to our agreement, or are we still cool?
No, this sounds good. In fact, I, listen, can I sidebar with you? I know I'm only hearing it in your head, it's just you have a habit of, you know, speaking out loud, you know?
Yeah, hey guys, give me a second, Rombie's gonna talk into my head for a minute.
Cool. Can I get Aaron and John to take the headphones off, please?
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
here we go again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, listen. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This fucking thing, this demon creature that was described by, you know, killing this Ember.
Yeah, real piece of shit, it sounds like.
Yes. So, fun story. Last time I had body... Someone similar to that took the thing that I needed.
Really?
It might not be the same guy, but I'm just saying that, like...
And what can you tell me about this guy?
Fuck, he's bad. Like, real bad. Like, he...
Like, tall, strong...
Just, like, impossibly tall, looked like a demon and dragon at the same time, and, I'm not kidding, he kicked me so hard, I left my body and went into metal.
Wow.
Like, he kicked me in the chest, and my body stayed kind of where it was, and then my soul entered metal.
That sucks. That's tough.
That's how hard he kicked me.
That, and just with a kick, he separated you from your body? This wasn't any kind of...
Yes. That's what I... in short, there must have been something else to it, but it was...
And do you know where this guy came from?
No. I was trying to... this guy just fucking showed up and was like, hey, give me this thing that you have, and then, you know.
And what was the thing you had?
Boom, compass. It was the compass that I need. So I kind of, you know, would actually be kind of cool if we help Tundra, maybe, actually.
Okay, so you have a vested interest in having this go well.
If that's okay, yes, that would be great.
Sure.
But maybe let's just sort of keep this between us, because I don't want to really, you know, make it clear I have a connection to this guy, you know? Like, let's just...
Yeah, speak I don't think that benefits us in any way right now.
No. I mean, I don't either. Yeah, no. Let's just chill. Let's be chill about this one. Okay. Tundra, little live wire a bit right now, you know?
Start doing a little bit of thinking about how we can handle this guy based on your previous experience, okay? And then...
Yeah, I'll go away for a bit and see what I can... See, I'll ask some fellow spirits and see if they, you know, can give me any pointers.
Oh, God, Rombie, this does complicate things.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest, this is a pretty fucking crazy situation. Like, when she started talking about this guy, I was like, oh my God, no way, that's the guy. That's the fucking guy, you know, this is pretty crazy. Like, yeah, wow.
All right.
This, cool.
What, do you have a name?
For him?
Yeah.
No. I was set in...
But we're talking, okay, we're talking male, fiendish, draconic?
I would say, like, describing gender to this, it's semi-formless being, right? It's
gotcha.
Like,
we're talking about more of an entity than a person.
Yes, it basically, I was in office studying, and then boom, guy shows up, boom, kick me, boom, in metal. And now being passed around for generations trying to find my fucking compass.
All right, Rombie, let's lock in. We got
it. Cool, got it. Okay, cool. This is great chat. Okay, cool.
Oh, boy. All right.
What did I miss?
All I know is at one point I saw George put his face in his hands. And that's always a good reaction to see.
That's promising.
Yeah.
Rombie's going to do a little thinking about how we can deal with that that creature when we encounter it. If we can come up with a plan. But until then, let's put our focus on what's in front of us.
Okay.
Cool. Would you like to head towards the ship? Is that the plan?
I think let's get going. The faster we connect with Urinal, the better, right?
Yeah.
Tundra, maybe do you want to go talk to the Salt Father and figure that out? Do you want somebody to come with you, or?
She looks down at the severed head hanging from your belt and goes, I'm good to go alone.
I take it off my belt.
Are you sure that you wouldn't maybe want to just take him for a spin?
Ugh. She grabs him and puts, like, makes him into basically like a backpack.
Sorry, he's heavy on my hip. I've got like a weird hip thing.
This is a lot more comfortable. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Cool. Let's go. Listen, just for funds, why don't we have John and George take your headphones off?
Good grief.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go get a soda then. Jeez.
Ooh, what should we talk about?
Let's talk about George. Okay. Tundra, I'll say that Kesh leads you through a series of rooms, and you see these like semicircular tunnels with these kind of like odd kind of misshapen pieces of like metal and wood kind of used as sort of, you know, create lodgings. And you're finally led through until you see this kind of like quite ornate looking like wooden door with all these like engravings on it. The door swings open and inside there is this sort of smoky like kind of area. There's lots of seems to be like cushions and sort of rugs and things on the floor, and there's like all manner of like trinkets and like those wind chimes hanging from the ceiling, and the whole area seems to have a kind of like an eerie song to it, and sort of slouched at the sort of back of the room, just huffing on a pipe, you see the Salt Father.
You wished to speak with me, Tundra?
Yes. By the way, so excited to be joining you.
I have seen into your mind, Tundra. You need not lie to me. It is okay.
I've been thinking a lot about you talking about being able to help us in return. And the monster that killed Ember. Is it possible to enact revenge on it? And if so, how do you do it? I'm sure you're an expert at stuff like that.
Well, I have, how shall we say, previous with this creature.
Tell me everything.
All in good time. Once I have what I need, I will have all the resources that I might need to aid you properly and answer any questions that you might have.
What are some of those resources? And can Tundra look around, like, is it like a Mad Men style office where he has like a bar cart that we could like drink some blood from together or something?
Sure, 100%, yeah.
Okay, because I want to try to make it so maybe he's like a little bit more willing to accidentally slip up and overshare.
Roll me a performance check.
17.
You see him kind of, yeah, he softens back a little bit. And looks over to you, says,
we fought once before, and I realized where I was lacking. You see, this entity draws power from those that believe in it. Sort of like a battery, if you will. And you see, now I do very much the same. My children lend me their strength so that I may crush anyone that stands in our way.
Sorry, so if people stopped believing in it, it would lose its power and be vulnerable?
It's less belief, more serve. In the same way that your friend, your the sad one, he...
Tundra doesn't know which one.
The one that beat you at cards. He draws power from a higher being. That is what I and this creature do. So I wish to meet him, shall we say, on the battlefield, as equals. There may be ways to weaken it, but I wish to instead...
You're not at the same level of power that he is yet.
I will be very soon.
Because you're going to be drawing power...
From the Citadel.
From the same... the Citadel. Right. Great. And how are you going to do that? That's so cool. That's so cool. And, like, what's the plan for that?
Do you think me foolish, child?
Absolutely not. I started this journey to betray my friends. I'm easily bought. She's lying.
Okay. If you are so easily bought, how about this, Tundra? You give me a soul, and in return, I will answer any question that you have, and moreover, I will make sure that when this is all said and done, I will give you a pass, regardless of the outcome, even should you fail.
And what about Ember?
Just a soul.
Can she be? What about two souls?
Fine. You give me two souls, and I will give you your life with Ember, regardless of the outcome.
Her fully back. No weird, I wished the wrong wish wording, strings attached.
I will need to, as was previously alluded to.
You will need to get the power and all the plan will have to work.
Sever this individual's life force, and at that point, I will make sure that Ember comes back to you exactly as you last left her. Not a single blemish.
But not dead.
Not dead.
Not a single blemish.
Not dead. Just her.
Okay. By when? When do you need these souls?
I will tell you when I require the souls.
All right. Do you want to have a code word or...
You see that he digs his hand, his fingernails into the palm of his hand. And you see blood starts to pour out of it as he reaches forward and asks you, invites you to shake his hand.
Oh, fuck! Don't make me make this choice now. Okay, I reach forward and I shake his hand.
Blood starts to form around your two hands as you make this pact. Tundra, you return to your friends after a little while. It's probably been a couple of hours, actually, since
Jesus Christ.
You last saw Tundra. But Tundra returns, and you are invited to go and find the mole, what they call the mole rat. And as you head down towards the mole rat, it takes a little while for you to descend down. There is a small kind of metal capsule, and it just sits inside of the in one of these kind of andium-lined tunnels. And you can see that this tunnel has those sort of red X's, kind of, you know, as far down the tunnel as you can see. The guards that are with you kind of open the outside of this capsule, kind of gesture for you in, and one of them just sort of leans in and goes, "The pilot will be with you soon, but make yourselves comfortable." And there's like some really rickety kind of just sort of, you know, seats on each side. There's like no cushions or anything. It's literally just like a hard metal kind of seat.
And we still have the box right now.
Yeah.
Right? Great. Okay, yeah.
Let me know who has the box, actually.
I think it's on my back. I think I made a backpack out of it and I've just been carrying it around.
Yeah. A couple moments pass until, and then you hear a knock knock. Hey, you see this figure leans its head in. George, what race was Davish Knox?
No. No.
Oh, no, no. I didn't know it would come back to bite you in the ass that quickly.
No way. This fast?
That is a crazy turnaround, Jasper. Wowie zowie.
Wait, what?
Davish?
No way. No way.
You plasmoid son of a bitch.
Oh, it's me, a blob.
Is he? Is that real? Do those exist?
Yeah, 100%. Plasmoids, yeah. in a spelljammer setting? Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, hey, what's up, Davish? You gotta be kidding me. I just told a story about you. This is crazy.
That's... did you make me sound cool at least? Or...
I sure did. I told everybody what a badass assassin you were before you met Mitzi.
Yeah. And you just see inside of the plasmoid, there is just a cat kind of swimming.
Hello, girl.
The cat has vampire fangs and like red eyes.
Oh, shit.
And as you say hello, it's like...
Davish is your...
Sorry, she's pretty upset about it. You know, the whole, she's been, you know, been a vampire and...
Are you one of, you're one of his children now? Is that what the deal
is? I'm not. She is.
Right, I was going to ask, what blood do you have to become a vampire?
Exactly. They try to bite me a lot, and I'm just like, I'm not really too bothered.
Well, hey, Mitzi lived forever, I guess, right? So that's
exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. You know, she'll outlive me, and... She could just sort of continue to use my body as a protective shield, she has been for.
I guess that's nice for
a while now. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing here, man? This is crazy.
Oh, I pilot the mole rat. I make sure that you know, folks can get around. We got a flare coming in a couple minutes, so we'll get on our way.
Okay. Oh, hey, what was that game we used to play in our cells late at night? What was that called?
You mean Knickerbocker Glory? Is that the one you mean? Knickerbocker Glory? Is that the Knickerbocker Glory?
We should play around with the guys.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You guys are going to love this game. It's complicated, but you'll figure it out by turn four.
You see that he reaches inside of his body and starts pulling out the most random assortment of items that you've ever seen in your life, and like picks one up, throws it down, and goes, "Whoa, okay, turn three's gonna get spicy because we got this over here." Okay, but then don't worry, you're gonna start on turn one. Okay, over here. What's your name?
Tundra lets out a sigh that you've only heard it if you've sat next to a friend that you brought to a game night and you didn't realize the game would be like 45 minutes of whole just like a
I had a rule book for this. We do need to spend at least 5 minutes talking about the buy phase so you guys don't totally mess that up.
Pulls out a absolutely sopping wet, like, I've still got, I didn't even realize that he still had this. And you see it says like Knickerbocker Glory rule manual, and it's all like handwritten, so smudged because it's literally inside liquid.
Oh, you've got it, you found it. That's amazing. Wow. I thought I lost it in the cell, but you took it with you, you crafty son of
there
a.
There it is. Wow.
Davish, it's so awesome to reconnect. I know you gotta check the cockpit out, and I probably gotta do like a quick touch base with my homies over here.
Sure. There is no cockpit. Pilot is a generous term for what I do. I just sort of make sure that when we come up to a split that we don't crash. You know, I just sort of yeet us one way or another. Pilot is generous, so don't worry.
And do you do that from in here, or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And literally points over, there's just two pulleys. At the end.
Oh!
That's it. That's
a little less sophisticated than I was anticipating, but I guess it's called the mole rat.
Oh, this is basic. This is, we are riding a literal burst of energy from the center of the planet that is so unbelievably hot, it would disintegrate us within seconds. So, you know.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no privacy.
If this wasn't made out of pure andium, we'd be toast.
You know, no privacy, I mean, in the cockpit.
I mean, I can, you know, and he sort of plugs sort of just the side of his head.
All right, hey, Earmuffs for just 15 seconds.
Sure, yeah.
Tundra, how'd it go? How did it go?
What? Oh, I could barely get anything out of him. He basically was super cryptic, and he was like, I'm the only one that can help you. It doesn't seem like we'd be able to do it on our own.
Huh. And that's everything?
Tundra, I noticed you didn't say loudly, I'm lying.
Yeah. I am going to make an insight check, though, if I can.
Yeah.
I think we probably do need a deception check from Tundra.
Would a 5 do it?
I got a 12.
Oof. Ollie, Tundra's definitely not telling the truth.
I grab her and I go, listen to me, you little punk.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so much stronger than me. Tundra, you got to be honest. What did he say in there? We said no lying. We just said that.
Yeah, Shadi stands up and says, remember what I said. We tell the truth. Turlets tell the truth. And as far as I'm concerned, you're all turlets.
Oh, thanks, Shadi.
Because you're family to me. Because that's...
No, yeah. There might be another way to do it, but if I tell you guys, it's just going to put you in danger. I'll tell you eventually, but it's best not to know right now. But there's a way that maybe I can do it, but if you know, then it's less likely to happen. So you just have to trust that part of it.
Is that the truth?
That is the truth. Jasper, I thought about what I was saying. That
yeah,
is the truth.
I'm not getting involved.
That's the
Jasper,
truth.
Jasper, that's the freaking truth.
All right.
Wait, what?
If I tell you, there's perhaps another way that isn't just waiting for him to kill the dragon thing. But if I tell you, then it's less like I'll be less likely to get her back. The less people know, the better, and you just have to trust me.
All right, Tundra, fine.
I trust you.
But when this becomes relevant, you better be honest.
I will look you in the eye and I will tell you the truth.
All right, Davish, you and Vampire Cat can get this thing moving.
Sorry, I don't know if I made this clear. I have no control. It's literally, I'm waiting for, like, essentially magma to come up from the center of the...
Okay. Oh, fuck, here it is!
As you start hurtling at, like, hundreds and hundreds of miles per hour through the crust of this planet, you go flying. Basically pinned to the back of this thing, and it is so, so hot inside of this box.
Is the box okay?
Yeah, it should hold. Usually we get at least 45 to an hour-ish kind of out of one of these. So as long as we don't go over that time, it should stay intact. But I reckon
intact.
We...
Intact!
Yeah. But I reckon I can get us to Vaden in like 35, maybe 40 if I'm being slow.
That's getting very close to the limit you established, David.
I don't think it's fine. The nice thing is that I found that my plasmoid body has a much higher melting point than that of other humanoids, so I'll be okay.
Oh, good.
You're a dragon, dude, right? That's like, you know, that's the point. You
yeah,
know, isn't it?
But it's all light in here. It's not fire.
Right, okay. That sounds like a you problem,
They're
my guy.
They're different things, light and fire.
Okay, I can't hear you anymore. It's getting louder in here, I think.
Shaking, holding on to anything I can.
Shaddy just screams at the end of that. Is everybody getting really hot?
Yeah, I think I pray. I think I haven't said my prayers in a long time, yeah. And I think I say some prayers to we pray to healing light. So I'm going to say prayers to healing light.
Roll me a religion check as you do this.
Very high. 20, dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. I will make a note of that.
Okay. I find some calm in chanting the mantras of the holy light that we dragonborn of Anvil are raised with, and even though I don't necessarily believe it the hardest, I find the comfort and the calm of the repetition.
You see, as this sort of capsule around you is basically goes from a dull kind of grayish metal to like a white hot, almost yellow kind of walls. You're now like huddled in the middle of this thing, unable to touch the walls for fear of, you know, being seriously hurt. Small cracks start to appear along the outside of the walls as you see that Davish pulls one of the cords as hard as he can as you into a sort of another tunnel, and the sort of noise and the pandemonium around you stops. The metal kind of quickly begins to cool. The door kind of poof, pops off, and sort of through the steam, you just hear a, "God damn it, I really hoped that it wasn't going to be you. Shaddy, what the fuck are you doing here?" As you hear the voice of Yernal Tullet through the steam. And that's where we're going to go ahead and end this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast.
Oh, Yernal, okay. You stinky motherfucker. Oh, God, there he is.
You stinky Yernal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
We're still alive.
Oh, brother.
Hey, we lived. We still lived.
What are you lying about? Why are you lying to me?
I loved all the lying. I love all the lying. I just love lying. I love secrets.
I will say, I do feel really bad about lying, too, oh. But I think I have to.
Oh.
I think it'll be better in the long run if I lie.
Hell yeah. Okay, I love it. I'm ready to be devastated by your lies.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am truly so excited and so curious to see where we end, guys. This is absolutely incredible.
There's so many threads.
Yeah.
There's some truly delicious threads going on right now. And like, there's a couple things which I think folks have forgotten as well, which I'm really excited because that might be...
Like the box.
like the void bomb.
I think you're talking about my Snaffle, who is definitely going to make a reappearance.
The Snaffle with whom this story somewhat revolves around at this point.
Yeah, he's coming back. Shiny's coming back.
Yeah. Because without Snaffle, without Shiny, we are, like, again, as per the Archibald last week, you're in a bar somewhere watching the news as a cruise liner blows up.
That's right. That's right. Oops. You guys don't think
this is violent.
Nah.
That wasn't us, right? That wasn't our bomb.
Oh, wow. Well, stay tuned for the Ark Bark that'll be coming next week, as our party is on the precipice of this pretty gargantuan plan. I will, however, just give our party a sort of one last chance before their character's probably impending death. To just tell us, you know, where we can find all the interwebs. We'll go in order of most nervous that they're gonna die. I think based on this episode, is obviously George Primavera is first.
Sure, I am positive death is imminent. You can find me at @DMGeorge_Primavera. Check out Hero Club. Check out The Reslayer's Take. Check out Total Party Skill. And enjoy the Smosh Dread videos, the Smosh Versus series over on the Smosh Games channel if you're looking for some fun actual play. And that's it. Yeah, Instagram and TikTok for social.
Smashing. Second most nervous they're going to die, John Mackey.
At this point, I welcome death.
Oh, that was my argument for putting Aaron last.
At It's John Mackey on Instagram. You can find my podcast, Brett DeMont Show. Also on Instagram at Brett DeMont Show. We post clips and stuff there. You can get it wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also join us on Patreon, patreon.com/Brett DeMont Show. And then also go to biggrandewebsite.com to get a bunch of improv podcasts with my long-running improv group, Big Grunt.
Hell yeah! Very, very cool. One who is actively courting death, Eric Eve.
What does that mean?
Check me out next week where I die on this podcast. you can check out my variety show, Quality Time, in Los Angeles. It's a true variety show.
Hell yeah.
And it's really fun. You can follow that on Instagram, or you can follow Hey Riddle Riddle wherever you find podcasts.
Do it. It's so much fun.
I can't believe we have to wait to record another episode.
No.
I
honestly,
here.
Yeah, I feel, I'm just very, very excited now. And this is a little sneak preview of the Arkbuck, but all I'm going to say is the chaos that has been embraced by not only saying, are we going to split the party, we're going to actively go with three different plans to, like, just the most beautiful bullshit that we could have pulled. And I just thank you guys. Thank you. Again.
Thank you for giving us three different plans.
This is going to be wild. Yeah.
I should have seen it coming.
All we did was say yes instead of making a choice.
Oh. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to check back next week for the Arkbuck. And we will be back the week after for episode number 8. I think we're getting pretty close to the end of this arc, guys. And I am, oh man, I'm so excited. And I don't know how I'm going to say goodbye to all these characters. It's just incredible.
Wait, you maybe don't have to, Jasper. Maybe we'll survive.
Maybe we'll survive. Maybe. Maybe. I don't think you will. I'll be honest. At this point, I'm absolutely convinced.
It doesn't have to end with us dead. It just
I think it does. Okay.
What if only like one of us lives? That's even sadder.
That's actually worse, I think. Actually, I think it's better if you all die. Cool. Well, on that note, follow me at JW_Cartwright, and I will, we'll catch you very soon. And don't worry, guys, I already know how to end these.
Yep.
Yeah.